This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. A Canadian church receives a second citation for having service in person. As COVID cases grew in number in Canada, the province of British Columbia passed an order banning indoor events on November 19th. Despite the mandate, Riverside Calvary Chapel of Langley, British Columbia, decided still to have in-person corporate worship indoors. They have now received their second citation and fine. Langley Corporal Holly Largy of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said a citation was issued to the church because they were conducting an in-person service in contravention to the provincial health order on Sunday, and that attendees were seen in the church without masks during the service. The church's first fine was given on November 29th. When officers were called to investigate a complaint that the in-person services were taking place. On January 3rd, they received a second citation. The church had another in-person service the following Sunday. Lead pastor Brent Smith says that it is disputed whether or not church services are essential, but he feels that they have the right to participate in these religious gatherings. He said, "We just believe there have been many inconsistencies with what is essential, and we simply desire to worship our Lord in a safe and biblical way." Riverside Assistant Pastor Randy Dick said in a video of their January 5th Sunday service during a prophetic update on YouTube that every government is soon going to force a very different and sadly very evil lifestyle on the world. The reality is that the Bible teaches a world government that will be anti-God and a world government that will reject the scriptures. Pray for churches to have the strength and fortitude to do what is right in God's eyes and be leaders of their communities, advancing the kingdom of God. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.